Lesson 9D, Exercise 2.
Hospital mix-up. Two Russian families are united by a terrible event that took place more than a decade ago. Their newborn daughters were accidentally mixed up in the maternity hospital and grew up with the wrong parents. In a tiny flat in the Ural Mountains, Ulya Belaeva and her 12-year-old daughter Irina are looking through family photos. One of the pictures shows Irina as a newborn baby wrapped in a blanket. It was taken the day mother and daughter left hospital. But 12 years on, Ulya Belaeva has discovered that the baby she'd taken home, the daughter she'd thought she'd given birth to, is not her child. "I found this out when my ex-husband refused to pay maintenance," says Ulya. "I took him to court to prove that he was Irina's father. We did all the DNA tests, but the results were a total surprise. Not only does my ex-husband have no biological link to Irina, neither do I." Police believe that on the 17th of December 1998, there was a terrible mix-up at the local maternity hospital. Two babies were given the wrong name tags and the wrong parents. "At first, I thought it was a joke," recalls Ulya. "Then I couldn't stop crying. My whole world had turned upside down. I kept worrying what Irina would say, and I kept thinking about my real daughter. Maybe she'd been abandoned or put in an orphanage, or perhaps she was begging on the streets." Desperate to find her, Ulya went to the police, and they launched a search for her biological daughter. Within weeks, they had found her. In a village half an hour's drive from Ulya Belaeva's flat lives 12-year-old Anya Iskandarova. In a meadow opposite her house, she shows me her favourite cow, April. Anya is the girl Ulya had given birth to. She is the spitting image of her biological mother. In the house is Naimat Iskandarov, the man Anya thought was her father. Naimat is from Tajikistan. He had married a Russian woman, but they had divorced. It was Naimat who brought up Anya and his other children as devout Muslims. When police told him about the mistake at the maternity hospital and that Anya was not his daughter, to begin with, he refused to believe it. "Then the detective showed me a photo of the other girl, Irina, the one they said was my real daughter," Naimat tells me. "When I saw her face, it was like seeing myself. My arms and legs began shaking. It was awful to think that my child had grown up with another family and that I had brought up someone else's daughter." The two families meet regularly now, but the parents admit there is tension between them. "It is difficult," concedes Naimat. "One family is Christian, the other is Muslim. We have different traditions. What I fear most is that the daughter I've raised will start going drinking in bars, that she will stop praying and working. I'm worried she will lose her religion." "There is tension between the adults," says Ulya. "Naimat doesn't like some things that go on in our family. I don't like some things in their home. Both of us are used to life as it has been, not as it is now. Now it is a nightmare." More than anything, Ulya fears that both children will desert her. She can see that the daughter she brought up is keen to spend time now with her biological father, and the child she actually gave birth to is like a stranger. "I try to show Anya motherly love," Ulya says, "but she doesn't accept it. She's been brought up differently. She's not used to tenderness. We don't really understand each other. When your own daughter looks at you like a stranger, that's so painful." Both families are suing the Kopyesk Maternity Hospital for more than $300,000 in damages. Its chief doctor went on Russian TV to apologise for the mistake, but argued the hospital could not afford to settle such a claim. Prosecutors are considering bringing criminal charges against the hospital staff responsible for the mix-up, although that seems unlikely, considering so many years have passed. For now, the two girls say they do not want to swap parents. They are just glad to have found each other. To begin with, we were a bit shy, Irina tells me, but now we've become the best of friends. What I'd like, says Anya, is for all of us to live in one big house. Irina and Anya were born 15 minutes apart. Now the truth about what happened in hospital has brought them together.